Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is calm and pleasant. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, while in Jerusalem, the night is warm and inviting. Perfect for a stroll or a quiet evening out. Here are today's headlines. First, a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th attack has been killed. The IDF says Mohammed Mushtaha died from wounds sustained in a July 30th airstrike. That's from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the UN envoy to Yemen warns of escalating tensions. Iran-backed Houthi attacks have resulted in casualties. Jerusalem Post reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, Jared Kushner is en route to Israel. He's accompanied by Tony Blair and Nikolai Mladenov to address disputes with Netanyahu. The source is Mardiv from earlier today. Separately, IDF observers are seeing increased Hamas activity near Gaza's yellow line. This follows the situation prior to October 7th. That's from I24 News in earlier reporting. And finally, IDF warns of escalated Hamas activity near Gaza's yellow line. Observers say it's reminiscent of the situation before October 7th. Report from I24 News earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, wrote just minutes ago about new details in the disappearance of two Israeli women in Vienna. Security cameras captured them leaving their apartment, leaving their belongings behind. Their last phone location was near Vienna's central station. Search efforts are expanding to nearby countries. Iris, a concerned commentator, posted 20 minutes ago. She relayed the family's demand for a thorough investigation into the possibilities, including hostile activity. Balaz News, a conflict monitoring account, highlighted Iraq's oil export surge. Posting 19 minutes ago, they noted exports reached their highest level since the regional conflict began, thanks to alternative routes bypassing the Strait of Hormuz. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the death of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha. According to Ynet, Mushtaha played a role in the October 7th attacks and held hostages in Gaza. His death, from wounds received during a July airstrike, marks a significant development in Israel's ongoing security efforts. This could impact the dynamics within Gaza and Israel's strategic operations. Turning to the situation in Yemen, the Jerusalem Post reported that the UN envoy has warned of worsening regional tensions. Houthi attacks in multiple areas have led to both military and civilian casualties. This escalation could complicate diplomatic efforts and destabilize the region further. Meanwhile, Jared Kushner's visit to Israel, reported by Mariv, aims to resolve disputes with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Accompanied by Tony Blair and Nikolai Mladenov, Kushner's diplomatic mission underscores ongoing international efforts to mediate regional conflicts. The outcome of this visit could affect Israel's foreign relations and internal political landscape. On the economic front, first, Donald Trump is escalating his economic measures against China. Mariv Business reports this as part of the ongoing strategic rivalry between the two nations. The implications for global markets and Israel's trade relations are significant. Separately, Azrieli Group is expanding its London data center. Kotech reports on an 8-year deal starting in 2027, worth $34 million annually. This expansion reflects the growing demand for data services and solidifies Azrieli's position in the tech industry. And finally, a major urban renewal project in Haifa is underway. According to Israel Hayom Business, Shafir will demolish 286 apartments to build 800 new ones in the Bat Galim area. This development is part of a broader trend of urban renewal in Israel, potentially boosting the housing market and local economy. That's all for now. From Israel 18 News, join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.